America's national parks are often cited as the nation's best idea. But visiting the most popular parks sometimes means fighting for space. And starting next year, it could also mean spending a lot more. The federal government revealed plans today to hike entrance fees at several parks during peak season. We're talking $70 per car. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, is with me live now. So would this apply to all of Utah's parks?
All but one of the primary parks. You're talking Zion, Bryce, Arches, Canyonlands. The one that it doesn't apply to is Capitol Reef because it actually doesn't charge an entrance fee at all. But for some reference here, Jeff, Zion right now, $30. Arches, $25. So going to $70 during that peak season is more than doubling what it is going to cost you to enter these parks.
Certainly is startling. Could it keep people from visiting the parks, that it's just too much money?
That's a great question. We actually posed that to the folks over at the Utah Office of Tourism. Emily Mensch there says it's something they are concerned about, and they plan to talk to the National Park Service about that concern.
We're hoping that they won't not visit at all, but hopefully they can still visit maybe during the off-peak season. Or the annual pass that's valid at all of the national parks is expected to stay at that same $80. And that gives you unlimited access to those parks for a whole year.
So all this money, what do you do about this?
Well, so I'm holding in my hand right now that card that she just referenced. This is the annual pass. I paid $80, and it's good for a year. Any park in the country, you waive the entrance fee. So what the State Office of Tourism is saying is, hey, if you don't like paying $70 for one entrance design, why don't you pay $80 and get this year pass?
Annual pass, you go twice, you saved money.
There you go.
It makes sense. So if people aren't happy about this, what can they do?
So we know this is up for public comment right now, and that's something that's also on the mind of the folks at the State Tourism Office as well.
It's a proposal, and I think it's important to emphasize that at this point, we would expect it to undergo significant review prior to any fee changes.
So you've got a month that you can go on the government's website, go to the National Park Service website, log in and give your feedback, and we'll see whether or not they take that.